Hi, and welcome back to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about vision and values in the global church. Stay tuned. Welcome back to New Every Day. So glad that you've tuned in. And we are still in conversation with our friend Jane and Jen, whom you already know, about their adventures in Africa. They went to West Africa, to Ghana, with our church in partnership with the church over there to assess what they needed from us. And that kind of launches into where what we were discussing last week in that you guys both expressed that the Western sentiment towards developing countries is one that, you know, they have their hand out and we have what they need to fill. Their hand, their open hand, asking for assistance. And how, I'd just like you to kind of jump in after that, Jen, you know, that you kind of had that mindset going in.
Because we went in thinking, well, they need this, this, and this, right? And that's not the case at all. And they are actually quite good at sharing the gospel and at discipleship. And what they valued was actually their affiliation with the Free Methodist Church. Because I said, why Free Methodist?
Okay.
And so they, because basically there is a church on every single corner and in between. And so it was important for us to ask, you know, why Free Methodist? And they simply said, we like the way that you're set up. We like the fact that the pastors are accessible, that the pastors are not seen as a god, and they don't travel around in special cars and sit on special tables, but the pastors, at least the way our denomination, and I did not get to visit every single denomination, but they're just saying specifically with our denomination that they felt that the pastors and the bishop were accessible, and that was so important. And they valued the fact that laity had a role to play in the church, that you didn't have to be ordained or a pastor.
Laity meaning like normal guys like me.
Yes, normal guys like you. who are just members, are not just, but are members of the church, but they have a role to play.
Right.
And that they are to join together with pastors in leading the church. So it's not just a one man or one woman show,
right?
But it actually, there's accountability there, and that was so important for them to have accountability and an opportunity to do ministry. I talked with one young man, and he said the fact that I have freedom to use my spiritual gifts, and you know, and they all come from a variety of backgrounds, and I realize that not all denominations are the same, and there's probably some that are, you know, many that they didn't come into contact with, but we were their first experience at. I can use my gifts here. I'm free to do that. And it was just very interesting to listen to what they valued, because those are some things that we just, you know, I think a lot of North Americans don't stop to think, why am I a part of this church? Does it feed me? Am I comfortable here? What's in it for me? Right? They don't stop to think, can I use my gifts? Is there accountability? Like, now there are, you know, lots of people who actually have gone to the website and have checked out our theology before that they would come. So there are people out there that will check out the theology and what do they believe, and I, you know, that's good. So that was really interesting to see what they valued as far as our church denomination.
Well, it sounds like they're valuing the vision of the church.
Yes.
To be able to utilize the body of Christ as a whole.
Yes.
To move towards that common goal of growing the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So they wanted to share in that vision.
Yes.
And then, Jane, you kind of touched on before the show about how they have a set of values that are different from the West, and that there was that clash of values that kind of you expressed as well, Jen. But with the values of...
Thank you. Refresh my memory.
Okay.
Thank you.
How we are thinking about what we can give financially mm-hmm. to support those in need mm-hmm. and how that kind of
right
how our relationship with money and possessions kind of trumps our relationship.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, because with one of the gentlemen that we interacted with, out of his own pocket, he was paying teachers to teach out of school. Out of his own pocket, he was doing this. Out of his own pocket. And mm-hmm. we'd be like, well, shouldn't the church be covering that? And he's like, well, there's no money in the church and it needs to get done. Mm-hmm. Out of his own mm-hmm. pocket. And so we said, well, we'll look after paying the teachers because we knew that he would just take that money mm-hmm. and give it to something else in the church. Mm-hmm. Now, they do not
wow.
get, mm-hmm. like, tax receipts. Mm-hmm.
So how do you think that's differing from here in the West when people are going to give to the church?
Right. So I firmly believe that our attitude is very much we give out of our overflow okay. only. Yeah. So we first look at what do I need to be able not just to survive but to be comfortable. And then beyond that, what can I then give? So I believe that, and in that approach, we don't leave room for God to move and to do great things. Hmm. And we don't actually have to trust him. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, mm-hmm. we don't just have our daily bread in our cupboards.
We've got a solid 2 weeks.
Exactly, or more.
Yeah.
So I don't believe we actually know even what that would look like.
So can you share an example of a story, maybe of someone that you encountered there where they gave, their generosity forced them to trust God?
Well, the gentleman that drove our car for most of our time there, he's a cab driver.
Right.
So yet he took off pretty much the 8 days that we were there
right.
and drove us around. For the conference, he gave up his time mm-hmm. to drive people to where they needed to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, like, do you not need to go to work? But there's just this sense of God'll take care of it. This is where I need to be. Mm-hmm. And all I could stop thinking was, like, you gave up 8 days of work mm-hmm. to drive us. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea how much a cab driver makes, but we were so blessed. Mm-hmm. And right. he did it so joyfully. I never got the sense once that he was begrudging mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. he had to do. Like, there was such a sense of giving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd ask to do something like, can you take us to the market? And yeah, no problem. And they
like
took
he
us
was
to
happy work. To do it.
Oh yeah,
so happy. In really? Fact, he found another female to come with us so yes. she could show us where to get the good deals. And yep. it was
yeah, it
amazing.
Was great. It was great.
Wow, they're hospitable.
So there was yes. there was that example, and there was one example of a gentleman who has a pig farm, and the church. Building is on his farm, but they need to expand because they've outgrown that building. And he was just very much, yeah, whatever direction they need to grow, they whatever land they need to have, they can have. And I thought about how that contrasts with us here in North America. And I truly believe that here in North America, if somebody had a parcel of land that could be used for the church, that more times than not, even if it was given to the church, that there would be an expectation of a tax receipt for the fair market value of that property given back to that person so that there could be a benefit back. So I question then, you know, is that truly generosity? Are we giving out of the generosity of our heart, or are we giving because we will be receipted for that gift?
Mm-hmm. That is a good question to ponder on this commercial break.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Welcome back. This is New Every Day, and so glad that you are staying tuned as we continue our discussion about African adventures. And Jen, you were just about to share something about people in Ghana that you saw as part of the church offering, like they were sacrificing in their service.
Oh,
so
yes.
How did you see that exhibited there?
Because before we went to commercial break, we talked about the fact of, you know, we'll sacrifice, but what are we getting back in return?
Uh-huh. Like, oh, yes,
a,
you
a
mentioned
financial
that, Jane.
Kickback,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas over there, all of the pastors are bivocational. Some.
So what do you mean by that?
Okay. That means they're a pastor and a whatever. Like, we went to a gentleman, he owns a pharmacy. So he runs a pharmacy, but he's also a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And ministers to the group there. We went... one of the church planters is a full-time student and yet is doing 2 church plants.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. And then, you know, another gentleman, he has a full-time job with the Bible League. Then he represents 2 other companies, so mm-hmm. he has 2 jobs there. And then he's a pastor, and then he has extra responsibilities in the church. Like, it
Whoa.
Just goes on and on. And we're like... Okay, so we work 40 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that we have our 6 weeks vacation or whatever,
yeah.
and if I'm at home, don't call me, and da-da-da, right? We start thinking about all of our rights, and they start talking about just what they give and what they sacrifice, and it's like...
So how do we change that?
Well,
I feel like in the way that you're describing it, and the way that we've talked about it,
mm-hmm.
we know that that's a right perspective to have. And because we read it in the Bible that in Acts, the disciples and the people coming to Christ sold all their possessions and mm-hmm. pooled their resources, and no one had need and they had everything in common.
Yeah.
Like they lived sacrificially that way. So where does it start?
We have a very different mindset in North, mm-hmm. North America. And we've even said... The way our lifestyle is in North America just is not conducive to African living.
Mm-hmm.
With the stress that was put on us, there's no way that we could live as Africans do, just because of our own culture. And so, because that was very interesting, the stresses are different. Family life is different. The way they do community is different. Like, I come home, I want to come in the door, I want to go to my room, I want to be by myself. Like, you drive into your driveway here, and it's like, okay, how fast can I get in the house without talking to anyone? Whereas over there, that is not the concept.
No.
Like, it is very community-oriented, and we are not. Like,
mm-hmm.
so, but we've created that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would take being very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hut or the house that was right beside the property where we had our conference at had 10 people living in it or more. 10. And it might be the size of our apartment. Maybe. Smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the kitchen and bedroom area.
10 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 'cause they have a concept of they do family different, as we've said in a previous show. They invite people to live with them because... That one of their things is if someone in their family has a need and they come to you, so if your mom or your brother or your dad came to you and said, Carrie, we have a need, you would be obligated,
mm-hmm.
if you had money,
mm-hmm.
even to go to the bank and get money,
mm-hmm.
and give it to them. So you can't say, oh, but I'm saving up for a car, or I'm saving up for my house, my down payment. There is no room for that. Like, if you have it, you are obligated.
So actually, there would be people who would intentionally not have a debit card to access their bank account for that very reason. Because if family came in the night and said, I have a need, if you have a debit card, then you could not honestly say, I don't have any way to access my money. But if you don't have a debit card, then you can honestly say,
I can't
get at my money because the bank isn't open right now. So there were actually situations where they would intentionally choose not to have that so that they would not be obligated.
Yeah. So we want our money right at our fingertips. And they're like,
no.
I do not want money at my fingertips.
Because it kind of belongs to everybody else in a way.
Yes.
In a way, it can.
It can.
It can belong
to
everyone
else. It won't stay in your hands very long.
That's right.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, with these like seemingly conflicting values, even from perspectives within the Western Church versus the church elsewhere, how has your trip there and spending time with the churches there affected your view of global church? Do you feel that we are still one body together, or did you feel that we're fragmented in a way?
Okay, that's a great question. And so my response is only going to be based on my specific experience between the Barrie Free Methodist Church, the Free Methodist Church in Canada, not even the Free Methodist Church in the U.S., because I've had no exposure to that. And the Free Methodist Church in Ghana, where there's also a mission in Haiti.
There's one in Haiti and Sri Lanka.
In Sri Lanka. So I can't speak to what that would look like.
Yeah.
So my perspective is only based on those three aspects of the global church. Hmm. And I see a good working partnership between that. I really do. I see respect for one another. I see a desire to understand the culture and to make recommendations that are sensitive to that culture and not trying to, you know, turn our African partners, if you will, into mini North America.
Well, because you made an interesting comment earlier, Jane, saying like, no, you were born
here.
Polish for a reason.
Right.
You were born Chinese for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, what can you kind of carry on that thought?
Right. So, because again, I think we have to be careful when we're talking in terms of how can we help them or how can they help us, and poor them. Mm. And, you know, did they sin? Is God not blessing them, but he's blessing us? We have to remember that God planted us here in Canada, in Barrie, in this season. He knew exactly, he chose when I was going to be born, and he chose where I would live, as long as I'm inside his will. Because I could be living somewhere outside his will, and it's not of his choosing. But if I'm inside his will, then I am exactly where I need to be, in the job that he chose for me, and the place that I'm living that he chose for me. Mm-hmm. And similarly, the people in Ghana are exactly where they need to be. So God created them to be African. He created me to be Canadian. He created all of us together, collectively, globally, to further his kingdom.
Yes. Mm.
So how can I do that from my perspective, and how can my partners in Ghana do that from their perspective?
Right.
Because, you know, we went over with the mentality of what can we do for them.
Right.
But, you know, and I've come back going, okay, but what can they do for us? Because we need them. Mm-hmm. You know, the things that they taught us about waiting. Like, because we were a day late, some churches waited all day for us to come.
Yes.
All day?
Yes.
All day. We would have been like,
got 20 minutes.
Yeah. And we're out of here.
Yeah.
When's this sermon over? Because I'm going home to my lunch.
8:30 at night, they'd been waiting all day for us.
Yes.
And Superintendent Ahmed said, no, we have to go because they've been waiting. So we went, and there was the church waiting for us to come and bring greetings from Canada.
What an honor.
I know.
That someone would value.
Right.
And that just made me feel like, man, do I honor people that way?
Right.
Do we honor one another above ourselves that way?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I know.
I don't think our mind goes there first.
Right.
I think we can.
Yeah.
But that is not what's been indoctrinated in us culturally.
Yes. Yeah.
Because culturally, it is all about me.
Yes.
And that is the message we receive everywhere we turn. It is all about me. You deserve to be happy. Who's that about?
That's a good point.
Right?
When we went to the north, there were 6 church plants. And we had to go to every single one of them on Sunday morning. Because you could not leave out one, because they would say, well, why did you not come to us? Like, they are so inclusive. It is really about family and inclusivity and being a part of things and showing up. And, and you know, we laugh about African time because they don't necessarily start things on time. Versus North America, they called it Canadian time. Really?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, so 9 o'clock means 9 o'clock.
That's Canadian
time. That's Canadian time. African time means, you know, like 9:30.
Oh, 10.
I'm 10:30. Down with it.
Because we're so people-oriented.
Yeah.
Right? I'm late.
But, you know, when we talk about values and needing them, we need them for what they can teach us, and they need us for what we can teach them. It's the body, right? You cannot have one without the other.
Right.
You cannot say, oh, I have 2 eyes, I don't need this one.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot say the foot, I don't need. Well, no.
Yeah.
We need everybody. So even though they're in Ghana and we're here in Canada and an ocean separates us, I need my Ghanaian brothers and sisters from what I learned from them. And just what they taught about generosity and, you know, giving and family and responsibility. Like,
And I think one of the greatest benefits of living where we do, and I was looking for the verse in Acts where Paul is addressing the people and said, you know, God knew the exact places where you were going to live and, like, predetermine your time. And, you know, Psalm 139 says, you know, you knew my days. All my days were written in your book before one of them came to be. That God placed us here for a reason. And we have this great privilege of living in a multicultural society where we get to rub shoulders with people who have different perspectives than us, that we can learn from them as part of the global church, even here in Canada. And I wanted to just make reference to a wonderful resource called Be the Bridge, and we'll put a link up for you. And that is an opportunity, a resource that you can use to engage people of other cultures, of other perspectives, to learn from each other, just to kind of have a platform. So we'll kind of let you do your digging there, but we'll put that resource up for you. But I feel like I've already learned so much from you guys in hearing your perspectives on this and your experiences in Ghana, so thank you. So, would you pray for us, one of you there?
Sure.
Pastor? Would you just pray?
Pastor. Sure. This is what I did in Ghana, too. Pastor Jen has a word for us from the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. And
really?
Like, seriously? And Pastor Jen did have a word from the Lord every single time.
Let's Thank pray. You, God.
Oh, Lord, we are so thankful for your goodness to us. And, Lord, help us always to give thanks for where you have placed us, no matter where that is. Help us to honor and glorify your name. And Lord, to ask, what is my responsibility to the body? What is it that you have wired me with that I am to give to the body so it can be healthy? no matter where I am. And may we never look down on people for being different, different skin color, different ethnicity, different mindset. But Lord, help us to seek understanding from one another that we may build up the body of Christ to be healthy. Lord, thank you so much for this conversation. Be with our viewers who are thinking about the conversation that we've had. Lord, help them to think about, what is my contribution to the body? Where do I fit? And Lord, we know that you've given each one of us gifts and talents for your purposes to build up your body. So Lord, Holy Spirit, guide and direct us, we pray in your name.
Amen.
Did you find it in that?
Thank you so much. I was having a look for it. We'll have to keep looking. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope that you'll tune in again next week for more On New Every Day. Have a great week.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know we were still on.
You're just absorbed in praying.
Yeah.